next Tuesday night. Continue going through this, hopefully a little bit faster, and finish this section up and get into our word by word, verse by verse. Okay. Any questions? Okay. Let's close in a word of prayer. What an awesome God you are, Heavenly Father. And how you have not kept us in secret, but you have made known these things to us for the edification of our own lives, that we will take our own lives more seriously in the things that are in it and give you joy, give you credit for the blessings you give to us. Our marriages, our families, local assembly, the ministry that you have given to us. We praise you, Heavenly Father, for the God you are. We praise you, Heavenly Father, that as we read through these things, we don't develop a sense of fear, but a sense of great hope, great confidence, and great stability, and knowing that our God is sufficient to be God. If you can tell what's going to happen and bring it about, you can cause to come and to be that which you declare. We praise you, Father. It's so easy to walk by faith when we see and understand all that you are. We praise you, Father, in your Son's precious name. Amen. Okay, let's begin with a word of prayer. There is a man named Pete, and Pete has a lovely wife named Pam, who is in the body of Christ, listens to our tapes. Her husband, Pete, is not a believer. And I'm just going to ask you, those of you that pray and spend some time in prayer, that when you do pray, you will add Pete to your daily prayer. And just pray that God the Holy Spirit will just ride him, convict him, and not let him go. I'd like for us as just a group of